I knew we were immigrants, but I didn't understand being legal or illegal, or what it meant to be a citizen or resident, or that I was neither. Now, with this presidential election and all the things Donald Trump has said about immigrants and deportations, it's clear that he doesn't care whether I came here as a child. He'd want me deported.
Andrea Bonilla came to the United States as an undocumented immigrant from Ecuador when she was just 5 years old. In 2012, her mother put in an application for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, that allows undocumented children and young adults who came as children to avoid deportation. Andrea Bonilla was here back in August talking about some of her fears if Donald Trump is elected president and deportation for her becomes a possibility.
Now that I've had DACA for years, I know how much I have to lose if it's taken away.
Si Trump ganara la presidencia.
I asked my mom, what would life be like if Trump became president and we had to move back to Ecuador?
No, I don't want to think about that because our lives are here.
That's Bonilla speaking with her mother before the election. But Andrea Bonilla is now a college freshman studying film and media at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. She's excited about a future in America, but she's now facing a reality where she could be forced to return to Ecuador, a place she's never known as home.
We're like in limbo, and it's like very scary because even though we have this protection, is it going to last forever now with the new president? It looks like it won't.
So now with the election of the new president and everything that you've seen in the campaign, how are you feeling about your own position in this country, your ability to go to school? I mean, there's more uncertainty now, and I want to know how that affects you.
Well, at first, when I first heard it, like the next day for me, it wasn't just thinking about myself, but then thinking about so many other students, how I was lucky enough to like be able to attend college, and I'm in college now, but people before me, they won't get that opportunity, especially if DACA is taken away. And I definitely feel scared. But the president of my college has signed like this form saying that they're going to protect DACA students and undocumented students as much as they can. But then obviously there's people who don't want that. There was this Facebook post where like the president wrote her letter. And then there was comments saying, well, they shouldn't allow this. They're basically saying that people should just break the law. And it's unfair that the college money goes to these students. So that's definitely hurtful. And I know that those people that commented that stuff weren't the only people. And those are just people from my school, that there's people all around the country who like don't want us to be here. So that feels scary.
Just because somebody voted for Donald Trump doesn't necessarily mean they don't want you around. But for some people, it does mean that. Yeah. So as you go around town in Easton, in Northampton County, Pennsylvania, how are you viewing your neighbors, the people around town, and how do you think they view you?
Well, I like just in my campus, I feel like obviously I'm the minority there. And I don't know, because sometimes like I see like direct acts, like people who obviously don't want us there, like my school, some people were putting up posters against Trump and they were just taking them down. And then so obviously I'm like, I'm not welcomed here and people like me are not welcomed here. And I feel like, I guess, alone, especially being there because there's not people like me a lot.
Are you concerned that you could be deported?
I mean, some people tell me not to be because like I'm a student, but I feel like I definitely have that fear in the back of my mind.
Now, what about other people in your family?
I think they're obviously scared, but at the end of the day, they've always said that they're more scared for me because they've lived their life. And what matters for them is me, like pursuing my dreams and like opportunities that I have here.
So your fears and concerns about possibly being deported, I mean, we've talked about this before and it's a real concern. But you're here, you're studying, you want to have a career. What do you want to contribute in this country? Who do you want to be? I think it's important for people to hear about what your dreams and aspirations are and who you want to be for this country.
Well, I definitely want to like help better this country. And I just want to show that like, even though people think like Hispanic people like don't go to college and all they do is bring crime and all this stuff, like I just want to show them that that's not how it is. Like what I want to do is pursue film and media and, like, be somebody in this world and make films, like, for the big screen one day. And, like, I want to be just like everybody else, just like people's kids. The only difference is that I was brought here when I was 5 years old, and I didn't even have a choice in that. So it wasn't my decision, and, like, I just want to do good stuff.
Do you have midterms yet at school?
Yeah, I did.
How'd you do?
I did actually good. I got 2 A's and 1 B+.
2 A's and 1 B+ in midterms at Lafayette College. Andrea Bonilla, congratulations.
Thank you.
Andrea Bonilla is a DACA recipient. She's a freshman at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania, in Northampton County, and a former radio rookie and return guest here on The Takeaway. Andrea, thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.